Going Linux, Episode 5, Setting Up Your Email Software. Welcome back to Going Linux, the podcast for computer users who just want to use Linux to get things done. I'm your host, Larry Bushy. In this episode, I'll be talking about how email clients work, definition and examples of email clients, and how to set up Thunderbird. Before I get into the main topics, though, you're probably wondering, where's Serge? Well, as we mentioned in our last episode, Serge's responsibilities at his day job have increased. We had mapped out a plan to combine Serge's weekly Linux install podcast with this podcast. The idea was for Serge to produce install episodes monthly, cover listener feedback monthly, and to continue our monthly schedule of traditional Going Linux episodes. Unfortunately for us, Serge's day job requires more of him than we originally estimated, so we'll not be changing the format of this podcast in the way that we had originally planned. Serge will be leaving the Going Linux podcast. I have to admit that I'm disappointed that we won't be able to continue together. Serge's contributions to the show have added some new direction, some exciting and excellent topic ideas, and he's also helped to bring a voice of Linux experience to each episode. In addition to leaving Going Linux, Serge will not be able to continue his own show, the Linux Install Podcast, also known as The Lip. In the spirit of open source, Serge has posted a message to the Linux Install Podcast website asking for a podcaster that would like to take over his show. If you are a podcaster or want to be one and you'd be interested in taking over the LIP, please drop Serge an email. You can find his address at the contact link on the sidebar of his website, thelip.net. That's thelip.net. Thank you, Serge, for being a great partner and for being my sounding board on the Going Linux podcast. No matter what direction I decide to take the podcast from here, your imprint will always be there on the early foundation of the show. Of course, I will continue the Going Linux podcast on a semi-monthly basis for now, without a co-host. On about the 5th of each month, we'll be reviewing listener feedback and I'll research some answers to those listener questions. On about the 20th of each month, we'll alternate between the introductory episodes and the more advanced episodes on a particular topic, as we've been doing in the past. So for now, on with Episode 5, an introduction to email. For the most part, our examples will be covering the Thunderbird Mail client software for two reasons. First, Thunderbird is a very popular email application. Second, it can be used in Linux, Windows, and on the Mac. That's important because about half of the visitors to our website are using Linux, and the other 50% are using, you guessed it, Windows. So almost all of our listeners are likely to find this topic useful since all of the features in Thunderbird are basically the same regardless of the operating system you use. That is really important. We want to make sure that we address both those listeners who have already made the switch to Linux and want to learn more, as well as those listeners who haven't quite made the decision to abandon the viruses and security issues that seem to plague Windows operating systems. If you're in that latter category, we'll be discussing how to move from Outlook to Thunderbird on your Windows machine. That way, you'll find it very, very simple to move all of your mail and your Thunderbird settings to your Linux machine when you're ready to make the switch. In a later episode, we'll uncover some of the details of moving your stuff from a Windows PC to a Linux PC, moving your mail, browser shortcuts, and so on. But for now, let's stick to the basics. Where shall we start? Well, let's start with the definition of an email client software. Simply put, email client software is the email software that is installed on your computer. If you're using a web-based email service like Gmail, or the email provided by your internet service provider perhaps, or if you log into a website to read and send your mail, you aren't using email client software at all. You can use that email service from any computer with a browser and an internet connection. Without an internet connection, you can't even read your message using those email applications because they exist only on the internet server. If, on the other hand, you use software like Outlook Express or Thunderbird, then you are using an email client. It's the software. Usually, you can use email client software to retrieve your email messages, even if they are on an internet-based server. Mail clients download those messages before you can read them, so even if you lose your internet connection, you can still read and create messages since they reside on your computer's hard drive. So the basic difference is, when you use a browser to read and send your email, you're working in an online fashion and must be connected to the internet to do anything. If you're using an email client software, you can read and create email even when you're offline because the software stores the messages on your hard drive. In fact, your sent messages are actually stored on your hard drive until you've established an internet connection. At that point, the software can actually send the stored messages on their way. All right, with that definition, let's move on to how email actually works. Let's assume we're using email client software, and so is the person receiving the message. First, the message we typed into the email application, let's say it's Thunderbird, is converted to text. Even if it contains an attached file or picture, the message is converted by Thunderbird to electronic bits and bytes that are then sent to our outgoing mail server. Now, the server the mail goes to is usually an SMTP server. SMTP stands for Simple Mail Transfer Protocol. The mail goes out from that server on port 25. That port number is important information to remember for when we discuss how to set up our email software. Okay, we'll keep that in the back of our minds for later. For now, let's continue with how the email works. So the SMTP server splits the message into small packets of information and sends it out over the internet to the SMTP server of the person you addressed the email to. That server puts all of the packets back together again and then hands the message off to the incoming mail server on the other end. That incoming mail server can be a POP3 server or an IMAP server, depending on which mail service you have. Back to definitions for a second. POP3, P-O-P, and then the number 3, stands for Post Office Protocol Version 3. And POP3 servers usually use port 110, something else we'll remember for later. IMAP stands for Internet Mail Access Protocol, and comes in on port 143. Again, when setting up Thunderbird or any other mail client, those port numbers are important to know. So whether you're using Thunderbird, Outlook, or Mac Mail, all email clients work basically the same way. If you want to know a lot more about how email works, go to the How Stuff Works website at www.howstuffworks.com/email.htm. Now that you understand some of the basics of how email works, let's mention some of the email software Linux users might find sitting on their computers just waiting for them to communicate on the internet. In preparing for this episode, Serge and I had discussed what else is available out there that you, our listeners, might come across as you move to Linux. Well, we noticed that according to distrowatch.com, 4 email applications, Evolution, SendMail, SeaMonkey, and Thunderbird are often available for installation from many distributions repositories. And in many cases, at least one of those applications will be already installed when you install Linux on your computer. Another type of email is the web-based email programs that come from your internet service provider. There are also free services like Mail.com, Yahoo Mail, and others. Sometimes they'll provide mail clients that you can download as well, but they're usually applications for Windows. Also, there's internet mail systems like Hotmail, Yahoo Mail, and Gmail. All you need to run these is a web browser, and many give you the option of using them in conjunction with almost any computer-based mail client that can handle POP3 mail or IMAP mail. Let's use Gmail and Thunderbird as our examples and talk through how you can set up Thunderbird to receive and send your mail through Gmail. Okay, finally, the practical part of the show. The really nice thing about our example is that when you're setting up Thunderbird in Linux, Windows, or Mac, the setup is virtually identical. Also, the basics are the same for any POP mail service, so whether it's Gmail or some other service provided by your ISP, the steps you will be following are basically the same. I checked out Google's website for information on setting up mail clients to work with Gmail. They have a whole list of step-by-step instructions, but they're all for either Windows or Mac. For those operating systems, that is an excellent resource. Most email services, like the ones you might get from your ISP, provide some sort of instructions to give you the settings you need to set up an email client. And Google's are particularly clear and easy to understand. So since their website doesn't give you specific instructions for setting up a mail client under Linux, let's use Thunderbird as an example for how to set up a mail client under Linux. The latest version of Thunderbird for Linux is 1.5, and even though the Thunderbird instructions on the Google website show screenshots from Windows, they're almost the same under Linux. Not identical, but similar. Okay, for those of you following along at home, here's the step-by-step. Before you get started, you'll need to log on to your Gmail account at mail.google.com and change the settings to enable POP Mail. We'll have a link in our show notes to Google's instructions on how to do this. In setting up Thunderbird, the first thing you'll want to do is open the program. So open Thunderbird and select from the menus, Edit, Account Settings. You can use Thunderbird to get your mail from more than one source, so if you've already set up one account, you'll see those settings listed there already. Next, click the Add Account button. Select the Email Account radio button and click Next. The Identity screen appears. Here, you'll enter your full name and your Gmail email address in the appropriate fields and click Next. Gmail uses POP for its incoming service, so choose POP rather than IMAP. Enter pop.gmail.com in the incoming server field. If you're setting up Thunderbird to retrieve mail from more than one email system, you'll need to decide at this point whether you want Thunderbird to put all of your email into a single universal inbox for all of those systems, or if you want separate inboxes for each one. If you'll be keeping your emails separate, remove the check mark from Use Global Inbox. Set the outgoing server settings to smtp.gmail.com and click Next. Enter the incoming username provided by your email provider. This is usually the name you use to log into your mail account. For Gmail, it's the part of your email address before the @gmail.com. Enter your outgoing username. For Gmail, this is your full email address. Then click Next. Enter the account name. This is the name that will be used as the label for your account within the Thunderbird Mail application, and as the label for your inbox, so choose any name you like. Click Finished, and you're almost done. In the list of servers that appears below your newly created account name, select Server Settings. Remember, we said earlier that the default setting for incoming POP mail is port 110. Your email provider will let you know if it uses the default port. Gmail uses port 995 instead. Make that change in the port field. In the Security Settings section, select SSL from the Use Secure Connection options. Other email providers may use different settings here. Gmail does not use secure authentication, so ensure that the Use Secure Authentication box is not checked. Ensure that the Check for Messages at Startup and Automatically Download New Messages checkboxes are indeed checked. In the list of settings below your account settings, select Outgoing Server SMTP. In the Outgoing Server SMTP settings window, choose your smtp.gmail.com account and select the Edit button. Remember from our earlier discussion that the default outgoing SMTP port is 25. Gmail uses port 587 instead, so make that change in the port field. The server name should already be entered as smtp.gmail.com. The username field should be your full email address, including the @gmail.com. Almost there, select TLS from the Use Secure Connection Radio buttons and click OK. Click OK one final time to finish your setup. That was indeed a little detailed, but I think anyone following along should now have everything set up correctly to receive and send email from their Gmail account using Thunderbird. For those listeners who were driving or listening somewhere other than right in front of their computers, I've detailed instructions in the article section of the goinglinux.com website. I'll also have a link to that article in the show notes for this episode, along with links to the instructions on Google's website. Okay, so we've got our email client installed. It's set up correctly to receive and send email. Now what? Well, if you've used any email program in the past, you'll be familiar with the basics. Compose a new message, address it to the recipient, type your message, and hit the send button. Receiving a message is just as easy. Most email client software looks for new messages as soon as you run the program. You can also retrieve new messages manually. In Thunderbird, you click the Get New Mail button. Most programs also let you configure them, somewhere in the preferences usually, to check for new mail at periodic intervals that you specify. In our next advanced show, scheduled for about May 20th, we'll talk about some of those settings, as well as how to configure your software to filter out spam, direct messages to specific folders, and how to color code your messages based on criteria you set. Our very next episode will be our listener feedback episode, and it's scheduled for on or about May 5th. Already we have some questions about networking in Linux and some suggestions from one listener for another listener. So stay subscribed to the Going Linux podcast, if indeed you subscribe, or get ready to download on May 5th and May 20th. For now, it's just you and me, faithful podcast listeners, so go to the show notes at goinglinux.com for information and detailed instructions and screenshots on what we've discussed here today. Keep that feedback coming. Email me with your comments, questions, and suggestions at goinglinux@gmail.com. Subscribe to the podcast to get future episodes delivered automatically. Instructions on how to do that are on our website. Thanks for listening. New music provided by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.